But this is the K2IRT, New York City Transit Radio Group, meeting on here every Thursday night from 8 to 9 o'clock. And again, we throw anything on the table there. So we'll look for check-ins from the K2IRT regulars first, and we'll be standing by and listening.
WB2YZX.
Good evening, Charlie. Let's see if we have anyone else coming in. I don't know if Andy's going to be there.
This is N2LPD, Marcus.
Good evening to Marcus. And do we have anyone else checking in? All right, and the other fellow from Old Bridge, New Jersey, can you give me a call again, please?
KC2FM, Lewis and Old Bridge, New Jersey.
And I got a hello, Charlie, too. Is that Frank Sierra?
Hello, Charlie, too. Sierra Alpha Mike.
Charlie 2 Sierra Alpha Mike, Sam, we got you there. All right, let's go up to Charlie, WB2YZX, and I'll throw the question of the evening to Charlie. What are we doing Sunday?
All right, WA2YZX, leading group, WB2YZX. Hello to Marcus, I think it's Lewis there. It's Charlie on Staten Island, about a mile south of the Verrazano Bridge, and I don't know, I guess we are surveying for field day. That's the best I can come up with, and although I really don't see the point in it, tell you the truth, but I mean, the contest results from this past field day are just still wet in the magazine, so I don't know what the hurry is, tell you the truth.
Worst comes to worst, I'll go out there and set up my 40-meter antenna and run the 72 true out there for a little bit and see what's going on. Hey, I'm happy. Just give me the microphone and the rig, and I'll go anywhere. Yeah, the confusing thing is I've been running ragged. Andy's been running ragged, and Andy's not going to be around this weekend. He's having an operation put tomorrow, so he's going to be pretty much out of commission for a couple of days. I was supposed to have a lunch with Wally, and everybody was called away to the fire again. As I said, every time we get together, something gets in the way, Charlie. Go ahead.
Yeah, well, such is life. Such is. So what is this surgery Andy's having?
From what he said, the doctor's going to kill some nerves in his foot. Apparently he's got a problem with his foot and his leg. And for them to cure him of pain or whatever problem he has, they actually have to cut the nerves. So I know we're all wishing him well and hope he gets through this. And, you know, it must be nice to have a numb foot. This way here you get some of the dumb helpers that we have and we can give him a good kick and not feel it.
Yeah, that sounds kind of radical, but yeah, whatever. Hope he's okay, that's for sure. So nothing more on this end here, so I'll just listen for now. I'll right back to you.
Charlie, she'll have to stop it by. Then we'll turn up to Marcus now. LTV, Marcus, how you doing today?
WA2AXZ and 2LPD. Good evening to all. Charlie, I think the other guy named Lewis Moby. I'm doing fine. I'm very happy. I'm off tomorrow, so have a short week. I'm going to have a nice weekend.
unfortunately, I won't be able to hang out with you guys again. I have something planned, and I found out this week you guys are going to meet up. Hopefully, it'll be the next time.
Marcus, your door is always open to you, man. Yeah, this is going to be a crazy week. I'm going to have my Thanksgiving dinner at my youngest daughter's house on Saturday. What's happening is she works at the restaurant, the Westbury Manor, and holidays are her biggest days, so she's always working. And my oldest daughter is always working too. So the thing is that we picked a day. We'll have our turkey day this coming Saturday in the afternoon. And that'll pretty much take care of that. For the gang that can get on 40 meters, I'll be running the 72 chew on 40 meters starting at 8:15. And a couple of guys will carry it on till 1, 2 o'clock, until the bowl game starts. And then nobody wants to be on ham radio. They're going to be watching TV, Marcus. So back to you, Marcus. You got WA2AXZ and the K2IRT crew.
Oh, well, we're going to eat on Saturday. Can you find somewhere else to eat later on Thursday? Because that's what I would do. I'd try to eat as much places as I could. Back over to you.
So when I used to work over in the BMT at the Essex substation in Brooklyn, spent many a year there and at Aqueduct substation, having Thanksgiving dinner at the White Castle on Atlantic Avenue in Brooklyn. And it's a little, you know, usually people go home and they have the friends and family and they have the bird and whatever else. And me, I had the double cheeseburger and the shake to go to. So I'm used to spending holidays at work too. Hey, it's just the lot of the draw there. Whatever happens, happens. But we make the most of it. We'll get the whole family together one way or another for Christmas. Especially since I'm going to be a grandpa next year. We've got to figure out how to work that now. And definitely my daughter's going to have to figure out what she's going to do now. Well, let's turn it up to Lewis and see what's happening in his neck of the woods in Old Bridge, New Jersey. JC2SAM. We've got WA2AXZ and the K2IRT group. S.A.N. Still with us, Lewis. It looks like Lewis walked away. I had a short talk with Steve, W2FBR, this morning before we had to run out to this cable problem in Midtown Manhattan there. And he had a heck of a good day. You know, you all know Steve is the motorman on the old trains, the museum trains for the subway system. And he took a ride out to Hudson Terminal on the E train with the old 1930s R1 and R9 trains. And he had a bunch of young ladies with him. The Rockettes were there. They had the band. They had a big promotion. And then they took a nice local train ride from there up to West 4th, where they switched over to the 6th Avenue line. And all the Rockettes danced out of the train at 50th Street to go into Radio City Music Hall. I was hoping he was going to be on here tonight because I couldn't talk to him too much on the phone. Well, with that, let me just stop for a second and see if we have any additional check-ins. This is K2IR, City Transit Amateur Radio Club, looking for check-ins.
KB2VEQ, check in. Yeah,
we got VEQ and another check in. It sounds like you're going to hold you. John, you got a squeal in your audio. I'm not getting your call letter. Can you try it one more time, please?
Check-in. Willing to fight.
time, we got you on the list there. John, since you're the weakest station, we'll pick you up first and see what you have to say. Good evening to you. How you doing? I don't know where you are, but you're definitely not hitting the repeater. You're not hitting the repeater. I don't know which one you're on, but try it one more time. Making the repeater. Let me pick up Val. Maybe you'll move into a better position or maybe change frequency and we'll pick you up again there. So we'll move on to Val, KB2VEQ. Good evening, Val. How's everything on your side of the city?
I'm pretty good, Lovie. Working hard over here trying to get my basement together and still put out my UHF, VHF antenna on the side of the house, just on a pole, and sent the cable through the window, so it's still working like that. My neighbor said he's going to cut down the tree next door, so my plan B just went bye-bye, so I got to think of something else. When you're retired, then we can get together and maybe figure out something. This is KB2VEQ, back over to the WA2AXZ and the K2IRT net.
All right, Val, KB2VEQ and the K2IRT group. Was that that big tree that we had tied some of the guy ropes on the gap?
Roger that. I had to take it up down. I'm not sure exactly, but the guy that's contracted to do it came by today, and they were talking about it. I don't know the exact date, but they gave me a heads up, so I removed the guy wire and relocated it just to the back of the fence. And so it's working. It's actually in a pretty good position there. So, I'll work with that until something else comes better. WA2AXZ, KB2VEQ.
Hi, Bob. KB2VEQ, WA2AXZ. All right. Well, again, you need help, just give a shout. If I'm available, we'll come running out there and we'll try to tie something together for you. The whole thing is now you just have your roof. You may just have to consider different tripods on the roof on different sides to set up the antennas. But you've got the other trees in the backyard. You can probably string a dipole or two back there to make life a little interesting for you. There's always a way. Well, you look at what I have. I have my postage stamp size roof up here. That's barely, 12 by 16? So I've got my vertical and I've got the 160, and that's about all that's going up there for now. Well, with that, let's go to the top of the list again and see what Charlie has to say. WB2YZX and the K2IRT group.
K2AXD and again WB2YZX, and hello to Val. Not good to hear you on here tonight. And, White Castle's on Thanksgiving. I've had a few holidays like that, though. Actually, White Castle's a good any time. I love those stupid things. Some people say that I'm crazy, but hey, what are you going to do? So, I'm not even sure what I'm doing for Thanksgiving yet. It's a few things up in the air, but all I know is it's a day off. Actually, it's 2 days off. So, that sounds good to me. Can't have enough holidays. So, Val, it was something I wanted to ask you, but now I've drawn a blank, so I'll just wait until it reemerges, I guess. So, back to you, Bobby.
WB2YZX and the K2IRT group. Well, I tell you, I've got all these days coming to me. I'll take Turkey Day off, but the day after Turkey Day, I'm going to head over to Pignon again. I've been telling the gang I've been putting this old Edison dynamo together, and we finally wrapped that thing up and got it running, and it's just amazing to see this thing is 125, 130 years old, and the thing still spins like a top and smooth as silk. And it surprises me to no end to see how this thing runs and how quiet it really is. So that's the little one. That's the little one. That thing weighs about 4 tons. Now, the day after Turkey Day, we're going to address the big monster, the big dynamo from Pearl Street. We've got that out in the backyard, a Pignon wrapped up. And the gang sprayed the WD-40 and the Trizol, that rust inhibitor, on all the bolts. So I think I'm probably going to go over there and just try to break the bolts, take the thing apart, and we're going to start bringing it in piece by piece into the yard. And we'll start the rebuilding effort on that. And a lot of guys watching this. I was working with the engineers, Guy Triple E people, and they keep on asking me for updates. So every week I would send the updates out, not only to you, but to them. And everybody drools over this. They love anything to do with Thomas Edison. So when they found out I had one of those Pearl Street machines, it's amazing how many people are coming out of the woodwork wanting to know what's going on. So I wrote a nice article, about 4 or 5 pages, for the engineering magazine. And I don't know if they're going to publish it or not. They wanted it, and I wrote it, so let's see how far we get with it. And we'll probably go from there. But the big one's going to be a big challenge. And I tell you, this thing was built in 1890 now. So we're going to have to piece this thing together. Just wanted to drop it out for a second. Now, let's see what else is going on. Enough of history, enough of radio. Let's just see if Lewis came back, KC2SAN. Lewis, have you returned? Okay, nothing from Lewis, so we'll go back to Marcus. November 2, LTV. How you doing again?
This is N2LTV. I'm still here, doing fine. I'd like to say good evening to Val. Nice to hear him out there. Sounded good into the machine, and I want to reiterate that when you need help with the antenna, and you guys are coming over, let me know. I do my best to get over there and help. Would you say that machine was a dynamo?
Yes, one of Thomas Edison's original dynamos that he used to light New York City with. The big one came from the Pearl Street factory there, the Pearl Street powerhouse, in 1890. The earlier one that I was working on, the little one, dates back from 1879 to 1882.
Okay, I got it. Well, Pearl Street's on the side of 2 Broadway, right?
Yeah, the original Pearl Street was near Cliff, near South Street Seaport. It's a little side street down there that Tom Edison started his first powerhouse to light up New York in 1882. And right after that, he went across the Brooklyn Bridge to Pearl Street, Brooklyn. People never knew that Edison had 2 Pearl Streets. And the other Pearl Street was right behind 370 J Street. And he put more machines in there about 1886, 1887. So we get a lot of these historic places around that nobody really knows about except us crazy engineer types and historians. So what we try to do is try to preserve the history as much as possible, because it's something that you only read about in history books and you move on. But we're actually doing hands-on work with the stuff, guys.
I'm going to look that up to get a little more information on it. And if I'm not busy that day, going down there, I might show up. I usually park my car there on a normal business day. So I know where it's at, and of course I can get in. And you never know, you might see me. Depends on how full I am from the night before. Back over to you.
Hey, Market. Now, if you ever want to see any pictures of the stuff, you can email me at work. And or my call letter is at wa2axz@arrl.net, and I'll send you a couple pictures along with what's been going on there. So I'd be more than happy to do that. All right, Marcus. As I said, everybody's getting ready for Turkey Day now. It's 1 week and counting, and I was taking a walk through Rockefeller Center, and the Christmas tree is up, and they're putting all the decorations on it. And that new Lionel train store on 50th Street and 6th is open, and it's raising a buzz there, especially in the afternoon when they let out the Rockefeller Center, the Radio City Music Hall there. You see the crowds coming out the side door, and there's the Lionel Company right in their face. So let's turn it over to Val, KV2VEQ in the K2IRT group.
This is KV2VEQ. Yeah, Charlie, good to hear you out there, and Marcus, and I didn't hear anybody else pick up, but I heard you say something about KC2SAM, and I think there was one guy, John, that couldn't quite hit it. If there's anybody else, I'm sorry, but good to hear you guys out there. I don't know if Angelo is still around, Charlie. But my ex-supervisor, Nickham, he left J Street, went back to AFC. So the guys told me that they were going to call me when they get ready for the Christmas party. So I may see you up there. That's about all I have to add right now. WA2AXZ, KB2VEQ, and K2RTNet.
IRT Group WA2WQC. Hey, it's that time of year for Christmas party. Come out of the winter. We're going to have our big power department Christmas party December 11th, the Friday. They picked up the Knights of Columbus Hall in Brooklyn there. So we've got a whole group of people going out there. We're going to have a little retirement luncheon at the Power Control Center at 53rd Street on the 10th. For Jimmy, me, and Mike Santofia. As I said, they got three out of the four generals retiring, and he wants to go, but he doesn't have the time, and so we'll have a little fun with anyone when we get out there. Had a lot of fun. We've had a lot of fun, but it's time to pack it up now. I've got a lot of stuff going on the side, and it's time to wind down. We're going to have fun, though, when we get up there. I've got a nice speech prepared and a couple of gag things that I'm going to do to keep the interest. I'll tell everybody about it later. I just don't want to let it out just too fast. But to everybody listening, this is the K2IRT, New York City Transit Amateur Radio Club, and we're meeting here every Thursday night between 8 and 9 o'clock to have a general chat about just about anything, ham radio. Trains, boats, planes, you just throw it on the table and we'll all talk about it. Just drop this for a second. I'm going to invite everybody listening. If you're not doing anything on New Year's Day and you have 40 meters, Val, the 72 Chew is going to have their annual Tasmanian Devil New Year's special. So we're grinding out all the certificates and getting things ready for the special over there. Going to have a lot of fun. I usually kick it off about 8:15 in the morning, and we run until about 2 or 3 o'clock in the afternoon. 40 meters has been pretty kind during the day, but at nighttime, 40 meters isn't worth a darn. The guy started up the night watch group at 7 o'clock on 7190, and the conditions are three steps below disgusting. And it's amazing how the band swung the other way. Like, we used to have beautiful communications at night. Now, if we catch one or two check-ins, it's pretty rare. We just have to sit back and take it easy and see what happens with that. All right. Let me stop for a second. John was able to reposition himself. AIF, John, you're still with us. Come on in. The last time it sounded pretty good on that. Hopefully it'll be good on the next round. Let's try Lewis one more time before I put him on the side of the list. Our friend from Old Bridge, New Jersey, KC2SAM. Lewis, are you still out there? It's going to be interesting, Charlie and everybody. I've been very busy the past couple of weeks. And the guys are making to go out to Broad Channel and take measurements and figure out what to do for field day. Again, I don't mind going out there. I'll chase out there about 10 o'clock or even earlier on Sunday just to see what's going on. I don't know if there's any contest or any radio work that's supposed to be on schedule for that day. Again, I've been too busy to even pick up the QSD. So if any of the guys know what's going on out there, just chime in. If it's just a normal Sunday, then we'll do what we have to do and then escape from there. WB2YZX, you got WA2AXE and the K2IRT group.
Very good, WA2AXZ, WB2YZX, okay, very good. And, Angelo's no longer my boss. I got a new guy right off the street. And, Angelo's hiding up at 126 West 53rd now, so I haven't seen him in a while. But, I usually get an email from him once or twice a day. And I'm going to warn the AWRL website to see if there's anything going on this weekend. I'm sure there's something going on. I don't think there's any big contest that I know of. But I don't know if you guys have been getting on HF too much. I noticed actually conditions are starting to get not decent, but they're getting... They are not as lousy as they were. In fact, I've been working my buddy in Denmark on a fairly regular basis, and what else I got here? Estonia, I got a couple of Denmark stations, Norway, so things are looking up a little bit. I'm getting a little further than Ohio, which is nice, so maybe finally things are up on the upswing again here. So, let me see what's going on here. Let me give it back to you, Bobby, while I kind of look through here. I don't... Back to you, Bobby.
All right, WB2YZX and the K2IRT group. I tell you, the band conditions are pretty good during the day. 40 meters while I'm sitting in the office, listening to the chew. And about 9:30, 10 o'clock, I started hearing someone on a couple of KCs down at 7270 calling CQ. So I went down there and I talked to him a little bit, told him he was interfering just a little bit. So he and I moved down another KC to 7269. And I found out that this fellow I was speaking to lived out in Western Pennsylvania. and he was a Westinghouse engineer, 89 years old, working in the original KBKA radio station out in Pittsburgh. And he and I had a good half an hour plus chat about KBKA in Pittsburgh, and that's the neck of the woods where my family comes from. And just amazing what he was doing between working in KBKA and working at the Westinghouse plant for the old generators and dynamos over the years. He put in a long stretch with the Westinghouse plant. And it's refreshing to hear this because, you know, a couple guys walk into the office and they see me talking on the radio. And you talk to them and you let them listen in and their ears pick up and they start hearing all these gems that this fellow is talking about that happened during his life when he was working over at the Westinghouse place. And that's what I find out the most interesting thing. You know, there's always someone out there talking, and there's always something to learn, something new to observe, and to see what's going on. All right, let's turn it back up to Charlie. Maybe he hit the right key, and he got something from ARRL.
Hey, well, this weekend they have the sweepstakes, which is the phone sweepstakes. So that's 80, 40, 2015, and 10 are going to be a madhouse. I mean, that's almost as bad as Field Day, really. And not my idea of fun, to be quite honest with you. You got to get this long-winded exchange, your call sign section, what the heck else? Big long thing you got to exchange. Not my idea of fun, but some guys are into that. But the band will be pretty busy over the weekend.
Wipes out the 72 chew in the other net. So we'll see what happens. As long as they stay away, Saturday morning, I think get the start off the early morning edition of the chew kicked in. I'll be happy. All right, Charlie, let's move up to Marcus and to LTV and see what he has to say.
This is N2LTV. All right, I was waiting for the go-around. I have company stepped in, so I'm going to have to say 7-3 to everybody. I'm glad I was able to catch you guys even for the couple of minutes that I was on. Only thing I could say, you never know, Lobi, you might see me next Friday. This weekend, I'm busy, can't catch up to you guys. Okay, I would say 7-3. Good night to everybody on net. And this is N2LTV. Back to net control.
Hey, Marcus. Have a great day. And to you and the entire family, have a wonderful Thanksgiving. And we'll catch you down the pike. I don't think we're going to do the K2IRT on Turkey Night. But if anyone is out there, I'll be listening, and we'll see what happens. Marcus, again, have a great time. Okay, we're back. Stop off and see what's going on with Val. Turkey Day, Val. KB2VEQ and the K2IRT.
Roger that. Actually, my wife is having turkey dinner here. We have a small group of pretty much family, about 30 we figured, and you're welcome to come over, Lobi. One more won't make a difference. So we'll be definitely doing it over here. I just wanted to ask you a question. In the last sun cycle, we're on the end of the lowest end of the current sun cycle and about to start the new one. Isn't there a change, like in the reverse of the order and clarity? Like right now we're having bad on 40 meters at night, and
when the sun cycle changed would make it better during the day. I mean better at night on during the news cycle. WA2AXE.
Not a really a question of day and night, because all that radiation from the sun, from the sunspots, is still going to hit the earth whether it's night or day. It's the fact that it's going to allow for better propagation, better skip, and a little bit more clarity. I keep on looking at all these websites that ARL kicks over to me, and at least I was celebrating the other day, they had two whole sunspots. After not seeing them for a couple of weeks, and this was supposed to improve something or other. Yeah, we're still waiting. We're still waiting. If they say this is the bottom of the cycle, I'd love to see what the top of the cycle looks like, because there are some days where you have decent conditions, you can have a great so, and then you got some days where you might as well just turn the radio off and go get a cup of coffee. Dave.
Roger that. I've had a few of those days, especially on the weekends, and trying to get the 160 has been difficult also. So many times I've just done that, turn it off. Roger, back over to you, Lobby.
I tell you, 160 is an interesting place to be. Now, right now, I just turned on 160. I'm running about an 8 noise level, and someone's out there talking now in the group. So, just lower it down a little bit. And like everything else, everything is the day, the date, the time. The stars have to align right, and then we can get out. You can imagine what Marconi went through back at the turn of the century there, just trying to send the letter S. And and everything else he had that night. It must have been some heck of a time they had out there, guys.
Now, right to that. Hopefully he had somebody on the other end and not getting around the world.
Well, I put out all my QSTs into a little bookcase, and the guys on the SO floor have been reading them, and I just happened to have picked one up. They in 2006, they had the 100th anniversary of this fellow Hessinger, who put the first audio into the ham radio, into the radio wave. And he was a CW operator. What he decided to do was he decided to set up some kind of a Christmas program, and he actually had someone playing a violin, and he put out some Christmas poetry, and some biblical readings, and everybody was in shock because they're expecting to hear the da-da-da-da-da, and you're hearing this guy playing Christmas carols.
Yeah, I hear you. That's about like when they tie the computer in with it and start getting digital.
There are technologies starting to come out there. I don't know how good this ICOM D-Star is, but I just got the latest catalog from HRO, and it looks like Yaesu is going to have their version of D-Star. Now, I'm just wondering if this is going to be compatible, because I hate to see these manufacturers coming out with competing forms of communication. Well, it'll only work if you buy a Yaesu, or it'll only work if you have an ICOM. Sort of like the VHF and the Sony Beta. You couldn't use one with the other. So hopefully they'll get that ironed out. In the meantime, I'll stay here with good old FM, frequency modulation, and do my thing. All right, let's turn it back up to Charlie, WB2YZX, and the K2IRT group.
Okay, very good. And good night to Marcus, and have a good holiday if I don't speak to you. And Yeah, Val, when the sunspots start showing up, you're going to have a lot of fun. And at the peak of the cycle, 10 meters will still be open this time of the evening, and you can speak to Australia like it's around the corner, and you can get up early morning and work Indonesia, and I've done this with my attic dipole, so it's really a lot of fun. And I mean, it's always a lot of fun, even when conditions are lousy, but there's a lot of things you can do that you can't really do when conditions are down in the dumps. I mean, I think it was 5 years ago at the peak of the cycle, I was sending slow scan TV pictures back and forth between here and St. Helena's Island and even South Korea once, so... it's a lot of fun. It really is a lot of fun. You really don't need a lot, but I think it's going to be a while before it gets that good anyway. Like Lobi said, we got one or two entire sunspots, but I look forward to... anyway, it's always fun. I always love radio, whether it's good conditions or bad. There's always something to do. So, let's see. Can't think of anything else. Back to you, WA2AXZ, WB2YZX.
It's always a challenge, one way or the other, to get a signal out and to receive it. I'm looking at my old Halicraft, this SX-122A, sitting on the shelf over there. I remember starting the ham radio with this thing. I had this thing as the receiver. And back in the early 70s, 15 meters was alive and well. And between myself and my other friend Ralph, WB2GPJ, great piles of junk. 15 meters was the band to be on. And now for the past 4 or 5 years, even in field day, if we've made more than 2 or 3 contacts on 15 meters, we consider it an accomplishment. I'd like to get back. I had a lot of fun on 15, and we'll have to see what happens. Excuse me. Yeah. Once again, for everybody listening, if you are listening, and even if you're not listening, this is the K2IRT, New York City Transit Amateur Radio Club. And again, we're meeting here every Thursday night from 8 to 9 o'clock for a general chat. Usually at the beginning of the month, we have a face-to-face meeting, so you won't find us on the frequency, but be assured we'll be here in one form or the other the week after. All right. See if anyone else wants to check in, then we'll go around one more time. One thing I will do tonight, though, Charlie, is Val, I'm going to leave the radio on because last week we closed up shop a little early, and after we closed up shop, Steve, W2FBR, tried to check in and nobody was around. So if I happen to hit 160 meters, I'll just need WFM going. And if it breaks the squelch, we'll see what happens. 14. Again, looking for check-ins. Come on in. K2KIF in the mobile. Hey, Frank, where are you? Yeah, K2KIF, Frank, are you still with us? Where are you in the mobile? I got to tell you, wherever you are and whatever you're doing, it's just not making the repeater tonight. I don't know what it is. I don't know if you're on the 2-meter side or the 440 side, but it's definitely not making it there. in. You know what? The door is always open there. If you get a little closer, you get a better signal in. Just please try to check in, and we'll try to pick you up there. All right. Let's see Val one more time. It's 8:48 already, so maybe one more round, and then we'll put a lid on it for another week there. KB2VEQ, we got WA2AXZ in the K2IRT group.
Okay, this is KB2VEQ. Charlie, thank you for that information. I knew either you or Lobie would have known back during that time, 10, 11 years ago. I was just doing 2 meters, so I didn't need any sunspots. I could only get what I could get with 5 watts. So, but interesting, and I'm looking forward to that. Also, I'm still working on trying to get that kilowatt amplifier. I'm still saving my pennies. Hopefully, it'll happen pretty soon. Maybe a Christmas present may help. Anyway, good to talk to you guys, and I'm looking forward to your retirement there, Lobie. And I'll try to get over there and pay my dues so I can join you guys. Looking forward to that, and possibly catching you, Charlie, when I get over to J Street when the guys throw their Christmas party. So I'll try to hit them all, you know. Looking forward to all of that. So I'll just turn it back over to you, Lobie, and then do the final after the other check-ins come in. And Charlie says his final. This is WA2AXC, KB2VQ, and the K2RT net.
And Val, appreciate it, man. Everyone's going to have a good time. I keep tracking from where they're going to put everybody, but when Charlie Q, N2JZA, retired, God, we had 100-some-odd people up on the floor. So we put all the phones on hold there. Hey, so what if they wanted the power off? They had to wait for us. So we'll have a good time. Yep. As I said, 40 years is a good run, and I've got so much to do now that even without work, I'm going to have to find time to do things. So my biggest thing is redoing the Radio Shack. I went to Staples last week, and I picked up a brochure. They've got this beautiful corner desk that's got a hutch on the thing, and it looks like it's perfect for the equipment. So, unfortunately, they had a floor model on sale, and they were selling it dirt cheap. But I just didn't have a flatbed or a pickup truck to pick the darn thing up. But, as I said, when I retire, I'll have a chance to clean out the room, change the rug, and rewire everything.
It's going to be fun. It's going to be fun. Things can't stay the same forever, and it's time to make little changes along the way just to keep things interesting.
Hey, Charlie, back over to you one more time. WB2YZX and the K2IRT group.
Well, that is really good. And, yes, speaking of Wally, I mean, he's halfway through building his K2 transceiver. And I would have started building it before the UPS truck got off the block. That's the way I am. I'd have been up all night putting the thing together. That's how I am. I like immediate gratification. But, yeah, by the way, Val, if, I don't know what your antenna situation is, but I noticed even 17 meters is opening up quite a bit, and, which is a nice band for the weekends, you know, if there's a lot of contests and stuff going on, even on 17, which has pretty much the same characteristics as 20 meters, and in fact, I worked some DX on there the other day also, so that's a nice band to play with, even if it's just got a dipole or something, so you may consider that. I know when conditions are really good, 20, 15 to 10, well, not so much 10, but 20 and 15, you get pretty crowded. But 17 is a nice band to play with, even 12 when it opens up. But whatever, be a while before that really happens. But 17 is a nice band. I met a lot of decent contacts over there last weekend. In fact, I got as far as Estonia on PSK. So that's enough of me for tonight. So if I don't talk to you guys, but I probably will, have a good holiday. And God, I can't believe this year is almost shot already. My God, scary. WA2AXZ, WB2YZX, I'll be on the side. Good night, all.
All right, Charlie, well, great to have everybody together again on the radio, and I'm sure Wally is putting in every component meticulously, resistor by resistor, pin by pin, and that'll be a pristine unit when it's all done, and you'll have a lot of fun. You'll have a lot of fun with it. Got enough rigs on my own right now. I've got the ICOM 718, the 735, the 756 Pro 2, and that 735 will be migrating back to the home GTH after January, so I'm not going to get any rigs that much sooner there. I'm going to spend some time on antenna work, because like everything else, all the fancy rigs in the world are meaningless unless you have a decent antenna to drive it. So that's where my intention is going to lay right now. Just turning on 160 for a second. Yeah, guys are still out there yakking away, so I'll do a check-in and see what's happening over there. Hey, Val, Charlie, and everybody who's listening, have a great day. And this coming Turkey Day, Thursday, have a great Thanksgiving with friends and family. And that's it from the K2IRT group. So if anyone's interested in information on K2IRT, if you're listening, check out the QRZ K2IRT or K2IRT.org and get some information on the group. That's it. I'm going to be on the side listening for a little bit, and I'll be on 160 in case Steve decides to check in or someone else from K2IRT. We've got WA2AXZ, QSY down, or is that up to 160?